The Mortgage Calculator, your favorite non-QM lender with over 5,000 unique loan products.
So welcome, everyone. My name is Kyle Hershey. I'm the COO of The Mortgage Calculator, joined here by our president, Nick Hershey, and our sales manager, Jose Gonzalez. We are a correspondent lender, and what we do every morning at 11 a.m. Eastern on this show is go through our live mortgage rates, and then we do a deep dive into a different loan topic. Today's topic is going to be bank statement loans, something we're very, very familiar with here at The Mortgage Calculator because we specialize in non-QM loans, and bank statement loans are by far the most popular non-QM loan product, particularly, especially for primary residences. So with that being said, we'll get into that a little bit later. But before we do that, we will go ahead and check out our rates. So Nick, if you're ready, let's pull up our pricing tool and see what our actual rates are looking like this morning.
All right, let me switch my screen and we will check it out. So as Kyle mentioned, this is our pricing tool. This is for our team here of mortgage professionals. It will show us the general rates and APR for today, February 12th, just after 11 a.m. Eastern. So all of our standard programs should have new rates issued for today. If you'd like a full breakdown, an itemized loan estimate that shows all of the fees that go into the APR, please go with one of our team members. We have over 250 licensed loan officers in 23 states. So for the demos, as we do every day, we'll set up a basic scenario so we can compare across the programs. We'll set a loan amount of $400,000. We'll set an LTV of 80% loan, 20% down payment. And we'll ask the computer to find the lowest rates we can offer for conforming conventional. And then we'll check out our FHA options, which is usually the second option most borrowers look at. And then we'll go into our expanded guidelines, also known as non-QM, where we have over 5,000 additional programs. We also have VA and USDA. VA is only for eligible vets and active service members. If you have eligibility, just let us know. And USDA is only for eligible properties. If you happen to be looking in those areas, just let us know. We'll start with conforming conventional, purchase, 30-year fixed loan, primary occupancy, single-family home, one unit, state of Florida, county of Miami-Dade. And for all the demos, we use an estimated credit score here of 760 and an estimated debt-to-income ratio here of 40. So with these settings, let's check out the rates this morning. And not much has changed yet since last week. Hopefully we do see some downward movement this week. The best option here at the top, 6.375 rate for 2.375 discount points and costs. That's the final APR at 6.659. I believe that's identical to what it was last week. So we'll see on tomorrow's episode if we have some movement here. Now, typically the next option most customers want to compare is an FHA option. So we'll set up the same exact scenario. This time we'll select FHA. FHA does allow a little more leniency on credit issues as well as a higher debt to income ratio. So customers that don't qualify conventional can use FHA, but we'll keep everything identical here so we can compare apples to apples across the programs. And it looks about the same as it was last week as well here, 5.625. Rate, 2.25 discount points and costs, for a final APR of 6.545. And please note that this APR does include the upfront and yearly mortgage insurance. So even for our customers who qualify for conventional and FHA, this is actually a touch cheaper today. So definitely don't overlook that. And our customers that need to use FHA, this is actually almost identical rates to conventional. So great options for our customers there. Now, where we love to specialize here at The Mortgage Calculator is if, unfortunately, our customer doesn't qualify for either standard program. Many banks or lenders have to tell that customer they are denied, unfortunately, but that's where we love to present our 5,000 additional options under expanded guidelines, also known as non-QM. So everything will stay the same, but now we get a new option that pops up where we can select a different income type. So full doc is what we use for conventional and FHA, so we'll typically choose a non-QM option if we don't qualify using 2 years of tax returns here as full doc to use a different option. We have asset-related programs, business bank statement programs, ESTR programs are just for investment properties. We'll show in a second. Personal bank statement, 12-month is our most popular program, so that's what we'll use today. We also have RSU, stated income, DOE, 1099, P&L, and no income CDFI. But the most popular here is the 12-month personal bank statement, and that's for our self-employed borrowers. Many times when our self-employed borrowers submit 2 years of tax returns, they have various write-offs and may not qualify at all, or just may need a little extra income. Either way, we can solve that problem. No tax returns at all, just their last 12 bank statements. and determine a debt-to-income ratio here of 40% in this example using just the cash in the bank statements. So many times our self-employed customers qualify for much more income using these methods. So let's check out the NOMQM options today. And as I said last week, we would see more movement. So now we have 1, 2, 3, 4 options in the sixes for bank statements. Does take about a week for non-QM to start dropping. So last week we saw a lot of movement in the conventional. Now non-QM is coming down, which is amazing. So best option today, 6.75 rate, 2.35 discount points and cost, for a final APR of 7.145. So great option here for our customers that need to use bank statements. And notice it's within about a half a point of conventional, so very comparable here. And especially considering our customers don't qualify conventional, they can use this for just a slight bit more. Now there's also hundreds of variations here. Notice these top few are still in the sixes, which is amazing. But if we scroll down the list, there's hundreds of different variations. Some of these at a little bit higher rates and costs may allow bankruptcies, foreclosures, other issues that would cause us to not qualify for conventional. And some of these may allow different ways to calculate the income. So hundreds of options. Please get with our team. We can find one that works for you. And before we pass it off to Jose to go into in-depth analysis on bank statements, we always want to do some investment property live rates. So we'll set up the same scenario here. $400,000 loan, 80% loan to value, 20% down payment. And we'll compare our typical investment property options using conforming conventional. And then we'll go into our non-QM expanded guideline options. Remember, government programs, FHA, VA, USDA do not work for investments. So we'll check out our conforming conventional first. The only thing we've changed here is the occupancy to investment. So let's see the conventional options this morning. And has been the case this week. It looks like about the same as last week here. Our portfolio option is at the top. Keep in mind, this is not a true Fannie or Freddie conventional loan. It does use the same guidelines. However, it does not have the loan level price adjustments that are added to Fannie and Freddie. So this is a portfolio loan from one of our partners that doesn't actually end up selling this to Fannie or Freddie. They keep it with the same guidelines. So slight bit of a difference here, 6.875 rate for 3.25 discount points it costs, puts that final APR at 7.264. The first true conventional option here at the top, 6.99 rate, 3.375 discount points, pushes the final APR to 7.396. So good options either way for our customers that qualify full doc, but I definitely recommend to compare our non-QM options. So for the final live pricing demo, we will set investment property again and set up the same scenario. And this time we will select non-QM, so known as expanded guidelines. So when we select that option, first we must select our income type. The most popular income type for investment properties is the DSCR program. That's our most popular loan here as well, because it doesn't require any income or employment or documentation from a borrower. Simply estimated rental income from the appraisal is used to determine a DSCR value. It stands for debt service coverage ratio. The estimated rents can cover the expenses, aka the property cash flows. That's a ratio of 1 or higher. We even have options for ratios under 1 where the property may not quite cash flow. But for today's demo, we will use 1.5 as the highest value so we can see all the programs pop up. And finally, prepayment penalty is standard on a non-QM investment. So 3 years is what we use for the demo. That's most common. There are options for no prepay. That does cost more and limit programs. There are also sometimes options for 5 years, which does limit the programs, but will save our customers some money. Since 3 years is most common, that's what we use for the demo, so we can see all the most common programs pop up. And still got DSCR options in the sixes, 6.999 rate for 3.4 discount points and costs for a final APR 7.515. So almost identical there. Today it's just a touch above conventional. We were actually beating conventional last week for a touch there. But this is almost identical. I would still say 100% of investors would take a DSCR loan at the almost identical cost as a conventional loan. So definitely recommend all of our investors check these out. And if we scroll down here, there's hundreds of variations. Some at slightly higher rates and costs may allow bankruptcies, foreclosures, other issues. Some of these may allow us to use different ways to calculate income. Short-term rental income can be used on some of these, and some may allow different property types as well. So please get with our team. Tons of flexibility here in the DSCR programs. And now let me switch my screen back. And we will start discussing today's topic, which is going to be bank statement loans. So our most popular non-QM programs are the bank statement options. These options are for our self-employed borrowers. So Jose will probably preface this a little bit. And when we do the live demo, we just do the most common options. So Jose is going to be able to break this down, go a little probably higher in LTV, and show some various options that we can't really do on the live pricer as easy. So Jose, if you're ready, let's check out some live rate examples using bank statements.
Good morning, everybody. Thank you for joining us for Daily Rates Live with the Mortgage Calculator. Great to be with you here this morning. Bank statement loans are for our self-employed borrowers, one of the many self-employed borrow alternative doc options that we have. Bank statement loans can be either personal bank statements or business bank statements or a combination of both. When you are commingling bank statement accounts, as they like to call it, please note that we do defer to the lowest profit margins, which would usually be for the business bank statements. As personal bank statements, we always can use 100% of the deposits. Business bank statements do usually default to 50%, but depending on the guidelines for the option that you're selecting and depending on the business structure, we do allow as high as 80% profit or 20% expense factor for a zero employee service related type business. Bank statement option, not to be confused with our 1099 or our profit and loss option. Please do note that our profit and loss option is a workaround for when we do have issues with the bank statement option. Some of the issues that we could have with the bank statement option would be, for example, declining income trends, or should I say declining deposit trends, large deposits that you cannot document as being income from business, too many overdrafts or NSFs, for example. All of those would be obstacles that could derail your bank statement loan. So let me get into some options here that I have to share with you for our primary as well as investment property. Now, this option here is for a primary one-unit purchase. Maximum LTV is 90%. Never any mortgage insurance applicable on any of our non-QM loans. Hence, no mortgage insurance on this 90% LTV bank statement loan. So this is one of the reasons why you'll see the rate a little bit higher on the 90% versus the 85 or 80%. Little bit higher risk means higher interest rate. So for this example here, our lowest cost option is 9.25%, and our lowest rate option all the way down to 8% for our 90% LTV purchase. That is the maximum LTV. So now going a little bit down on the LTV, we do get much better rates. You do see here 8.125% lowest cost option, 7.625 our lowest rate option at an 85% LTV primary purchase. And our last option here for the primary options is 80% LTV primary purchase. That's a more standard loan to value, and hence you see the best rates. You have 7.625 with our lowest cost option, actually a little bit of a lender credit right there, and you can buy that down all the way to 6.75%. Very low rate, cost of 2.5 points. And now for our maximum LTV bank statement cash out refi, it is 85%. That is the maximum LTV for a primary one-unit cash out refi using bank statements as the income option. And you're looking at 9.625% as our lowest cost option and 8.875% as our lowest rate option. And now for some investment properties. 85% LTV is the maximum LTV for a bank statement investment property purchase. And we are looking at 9.25% being our lowest cost option at par. And you can buy that down all the way to 7.375%, which is an amazing option for an investment bank statement loan at 85% loan to value. And now our bank statement purchase at our more usual 80% loan to value. That's a more standard LTV, and you will note the rates get much better. 7.99% is at par, and you can buy that down all the way to 6.875. Wow, for our 80% bank statement purchase. And our last option here is our bank statement investment one unit cash out refinance at an 80% LTV. That is the maximum LTV for a one unit cash out refinance of an investment property. And you're looking at 8.75% is our lowest cost option. And you can buy that down all the way to 7.375%. So some amazing bank statement investment cash out options, as well as purchase options. Rates were, from what I saw Nick showing on the conventional, at an 80% LTV, these rates were very comparable, as well as the pricing on our bank statement options.
Okay. I do not see any questions. Nope, no questions here. So I think we'll go ahead and wrap it up. But the great programs, as we said, probably the most popular non-QM program out there. So definitely take advantage of it. We appreciate everybody tuning in. Remember, we do this 11 a.m. Eastern every weekday where we go through the live rates and then do a deep dive into a different topic. So we'll be back with a new loan topic tomorrow. We appreciate everybody tuning in. Thank you, Nick. Thank you, Jose. We'll see you all tomorrow, 11 a.m. Eastern, for the next episode of Daily Rates Live with the Mortgage Calculator. Take care, everyone.
Thanks, everybody.
Thank you, everybody.
Apply now at themortgagecalculator.com for instant mortgage rate quotes for over 5,000 loan products.